Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
Tech and innovation.
The tech and innovation feature made possible by Telkom. Business possible begins here.
Yep, David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Wealth, joins us now to tell us more about this particular deal where we understand that Pepkor has secured a license from the Prudential Authority to essentially participate in the banking space. Mr. Shapiro, always good to speak to you.
Yeah, lovely to see you. You can't see me, but I can see you.
You're hiding. I'm not going tonight, to. David.
The reason is I'm in pajamas. Okay.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Early night. Hey, early to bed and early to rise, Dave. Got mm-hmm. you. David, I guess, and we appreciate the fact that you're making time for us as you, you know, resting in your pajamas, but this is a big deal. Pepkor, Prudential Authority, yeah. and a banking yeah. license. More competition, I guess, in the banking space in South Africa.
It is more, but you know, Gugu, if you go back pre your cell phone or pre your smartphone, when you did banking, you had to go to these awful buildings with ivory, not you know, with kind of marble floors and marble pillars and so on, and knock on the door and hope that your bank manager would see you or stand up at a till. Yes. All of that's gone. And you can thank the smartphone, and it's just changed everything and changed banking, particularly for the unbanked, you know, for, and if you look at Pepkor, it's a company that I've always admired from the very early days that it started with Rainer van Rooyen. And, you know, I always had a picture. When I picture Pepkor, it's always of little kids, you know, in their smart school uniforms, yes, first day with white shirts and those black shoes. And, it's been a very, very good business. And the fact that they going into banking now, I mean, the numbers that they look after on a day-to-day basis are quite phenomenal. I don't know how many stores they've got, but they're opening 25 a month. I mean, that's incredible. You try order furniture for your own house or something like that. You know, they furnishing 25 shops a month. I mean, that's remarkable. Exactly. Making sure that they operate, putting in all the infrastructure that they need. So, I mean, this is massive expansion, and they're only doing that simply because they can. Because they can. Because they have got the customers, and you know, customers are. You don't need to advertise. Customers pass on their views from one to another. That's how Capitec grew. You know, it grew because it's people spoke to other people and said, you know, you go into Capitec, they treat you well and so on. And this is just another business. So I think it's got a phenomenal future ahead with its Flash and with its banking app. You know, well, it's going to be an app. So, you know, however they do it, I'm not quite sure, but remarkable business.
Remarkable indeed. And for me, when I look back at the most recent financial results from earlier this year in May of 2025, I do see that one of the key standouts in their figures was the fact that they sell 80% of the prepaid cell phones in the South African environment. Yeah. That's almost 9.2 million cell phones that they sell and put in the hands of South Africans. So I'm assuming this is a natural transition to ensure that through the sale of those cell phones, they're able to then provide financial
services.
They
rent a lot of those phones.
Uh-huh.
So you can do a rental, yeah.
Gotcha.
And that's where they're clever. You know, probably the handset costs nothing. It's the airtime on which they make the profit.
Yes.
So you probably, I don't know what quality you're getting, but it doesn't matter. For most people, they just want the communication. They want to have access to information, access to data, and so on. Even if you're an informal trader, very seldom do you go past an informal trader who's not on a cell phone, you know, who's not, even the cops on the corner, you know, during G20, they were sitting at the cars all on their cell phones the whole day, you know, couldn't care about traffic. But I mean,
that's true.
That's how important it is, Bart. You know, that's how important it is because it's a connection with the world.
Yeah.
So, banking is now, it's taken it away from those marble halls and just brought it literally onto the street. So, and it's a big part of their business now. It's 20% of their operating profit. That's a big number. And that's growing. That's growing double digits. So within a short time, this is going to be a very, very meaningful contribution to Pepkor's profits.
Got you. David, I know you often have a notebook where you jot down your notes for the day. And perhaps if you scroll back a few months ago, you might recall our conversation regarding the launch of OM Bank by Old Mutual.
Yeah.
We spoke about the competitive landscape and if there's enough space for another banking player. And here we are yet again talking about the launch of a new potential bank through Pepkor. Is there enough space or is the offering going to be the differentiator here?
It depends on your customer base. I thought that Old Mutual, because of the millions of people that they service with funeral policies, insurance policies and that they've got a natural base. I think it's going to be a step higher than, you know, a couple of steps higher than, say, Pepkor's bank. Because these are people who are involved in financial services, you know, who are buying investment products. But I think once you've got the mailing list and access to the customers, then anything's possible today. And you know, as we introduce artificial intelligence, it gives you a much you increase your efficiency so much by you know, with artificial intelligence, you don't have to plow through huge amounts of data; it does it for you. So. They're a bit slow. I mean, I thought, you know, Old Mutual, but they'll get there. Where it's, you know, Google, there's another important thing that you might have missed is that Investec are coming down a few steps.
Yes,
you know, they were always the top end of the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they were pitching themselves, you know, the high net worth people. And if you never had 50 million, they wouldn't talk to you or invite you for lunch. You
that's
know,
true.
You had a bit. Now, all of a sudden, well, not so fast.
Yeah.
You know, so they're also bringing down, recognizing that if they're going to grow, they've got to also change their marketing and, you know, look at another area of the community.
That's so true. And I'm glad that you bring that up because it clearly tells us, you know, where the growth is. It's a volumes game in terms of the middle market, middle income segment. And of course, trying to ensure that you maintain, what's the word? Well, the stickiness or the recurrence of clients.
Customers are loyal. When it comes to banking, you know, I mean, they can be very loyal as long as you give them good service.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to advertise. It's as long as they stay away from the sports betting, you know, whatever money they get, and just put it away. You know,
that's so, true.
Put it away, buy goods, to use it where they can get, you know, maximum advantage. Yeah.
Interesting you mentioned that. Funny, I saw a note from National Treasury and they had some comments on it earlier on today. So it's another conversation we'll have on another day. But David, I might be preempting this way too soon, but it's happened in every sector, whether it's retail or mining or even what we're seeing now in the FMCG space is a sense of consolidation. Are we at some point potentially going to see that South Africa is too small a market for all these banking and financial inclusion players to play in and consolidation might take place?
You know, you might not notice it, but we've lost all those big banks that came in the 1990s, HSBC, and we were bought out by Societe Generale. They've gone. All of those have gone. And it's now coming down to you know, Pepkor Bank. So it shows you. But that's where the market is. You know, it's going to Boxer. It's going to those kind of businesses, you know, away from, you know, massive competition. But that's changed, Google. That's, you know, and you've got to adapt to change. And I think banks, the losers are going to be the Standards and the First Rands and the Net Banks.
Mm.
You know, they'll end up just doing the corporate business. But the big growth is at the bottom. Have a look at Capitec.
Yes, 26.
I don't know where it is in market cap, but it's very close to, you know, Standard Bank and First Rand.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's ahead, sometimes below. And remember, that's Capitec Bank, which started as a discard from the APSA, you know, when they formed APSA,
right.
Volksgas Trust Bank, and then, you can have Boerland Bank. Well, have a look at them now.
Just over 450 billion rand.
There you are.
Yeah, in terms of the market cap. So you're quite right, does contend very closely there with First Rand. David, we're not going to keep you up any longer. We're appreciative of the fact that you've made time to speak to us. So thank you. You know I don't take it for granted.
Pleasure. Lovely to see you.
Likewise,
what's
David.
The football in the background? I'm watching the soccer as I talk to you.
So see what the producers watch when we're on air. It looks like Pirates and Chippa United from what I can tell. Still no for now. Thanks again, David.
Okay. Bye.
David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Wealth. And as you can tell, oh man, like my favorite grandpa in the world of markets. Such a legend with so much history. Interesting dynamics that are happening. So next time you go into PEP or Ackermans, you just might be able to open up a bank account with them. Oh, can't wait to hear your thoughts on that one. But we'll pick up on this tomorrow. For now, it's exactly 8 o'clock. We're going to squeeze in two voice notes, if we can. Before that, though, that's how we're going to end off the show and hear some of your feedback. So thank you again for joining us here on Kaya Biz.
I wanted to comment on the artificial intelligence conversation. Artificial intelligence came out of nowhere, and it's really rocking us. It's changing our lives. I think there's a lot of copyright issues around artificial intelligence that we don't think about. You know, there's certain crafts that need to be done by a human being, and we kind of have to respect that and understand that. But really preparing for it, because it's not as far-fetched as it used to be. We never used to think that, you know, computers are already going to take over, but we are seeing that day in, day out, and we have to be so prepared for it.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.